daily devotional preaching with Peter Timothy Cooper. Psalm 103, verse 8. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in loving kindness. The definition of cool varies depending on the context, depending on who is using the word and what it's being used to describe. But one definition of cool might be someone who is pleasant, good, calm, not easily upset or disturbed. In other words, it describes the nature of God, someone who is slow to anger and rich in love. But someone who is cool is also someone who is so centered, so sure of themselves, that they don't need to fly off the handle. Just everything is cool. They take in a situation and respond appropriately. In Isaiah chapter 6 verse 5, we have Isaiah the prophet's reaction to coming into the presence of God. When he is in the presence of God, he feels unclean. "Woe to me," he cries, "I am ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips, and my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty." But then, in an act of ultimate coolness, God sends one of the seraphim in this vision that Isaiah is having of God's presence to take a burning coal from the altar with his tongs and burn away the uncleanness. God makes Isaiah clean. God doesn't react in anger. Instead, he reacts in love, in assessing a situation where he can provide the difference. He does so. What a tremendous truth for each of us to remember, that although we know when we look in our hearts that we are not clean completely, that there are parts of our lives that if they were broadcast everywhere, we would be ashamed of, that there are elements of rebellion against God's ways in each of us. But the tremendous truth is that God makes us clean because he is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plentiful of mercy. Come to God in humility and be confident of his loving response, of his restoration of you and me to cleanness, to goodness, to be set free, to be good again, to be good once more. Because the truth is, God is cool. You have been listening to Daily Devotional Preaching, and I have been Peter Timothy Cooper. Follow me on Twitter at @withpetercooper. And thanks for listening. I'll be back soon.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.